And I don't know, have you ever seen the tank in the Okemos Post Office?
Oh, yes, I have. I've also waited in line at the Okemos Post Office. And I've got to say that that tank really can be a pleasant diversion while you are waiting in that line.
And there's a postmaster that was there for over 30 years. His name was Tom. And I met with him once at breakfast. And he says, you know, Rick, I just wanted to tell you this. He says, for the 20 years prior to you putting this aquarium in, it just always seemed like people would always bring their problems to the counter. And literally, like turning on a switch, from the day that aquarium went into the corner as you meander through that line, and it wasn't always salt water. At one point, it was a big red devil. They had him named. It was, it had its own, you know, personality.
Right.
But ever since that happened, so we're talking maybe, I think that tank's been in there for 15 years, the problems coming to the counter practically ceased to exist. And what his perspective on it was is that when they saw the tank, their energy levels changed, their direction of attention, whatever was coming in and bothered them when they walked in the Okemos door, it stopped. Mm-hmm. And that was so rewarding to me because that gives me substantial reason to continue to do what we continue to do.
Well, and it's good for the rest of us, too, because if enough people bring their problems to the postal counter, we've all heard of the expression going postal. And I guess that could be a pretty good reason why some people might go postal. If enough people came to a counter yelling at me, then I might get a little angry, too. So I guess on behalf of all of us, thank you, Rick.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that it needed to be a complete contribution, free contribution, because there is no opportunity to no expense account to put that in there. So we do that just because we know, one, it can advertise our store. Our name is on it. And two, after a while, we got to realize how important it was to have it there anyhow.
Right. Well, there's absolutely no question that there is a soothing effect to them. I think I told you the story. When you and I first met back in the 80s, I was going into your store in Hazlet because I had bought a fish tank. I wanted one in my dorm room. It helped me relax the sound of the bubbles. And frankly, I would rather hear the sound of the bubbles than the sound of my roommate snoring. And if you live in small enough quarters, like you do in college, that's essentially what happens. And it also made for an interesting thing if you were actually fortunate enough to get someone to come back to your room with you. You could show them your fish tank, and that was always fairly useful as well. So it had a great, great effect, and it really made an impact for me to the point where I couldn't sleep for years after I stopped having a fish tank in my room because I just got used to that sound. It really is a neat thing.
Exactly. And I had the same general experience in the dorm room. Guys like you and I needed all the help we could get.
Absolutely. But even beyond that, Rick, you told me a fascinating story this week that I found to be extraordinary. And it had to do with a customer at Pruce Pats who evidently had an addiction to gaming. And you hear about that a lot in the news. And evidently, he was looking for something else to divert his mind. And it became a reef tank. Tell me about that.
Yeah. His name is Brandon. And his addictive personality hasn't quit, except for it's turned its beautiful eye to a reef tank. And, you know, this is a person that was 36 in the world at gaming, okay? And obviously, once you get to that level, it's everything about gaming, and that's a culture in and of itself. People escape to that for hours, days at a time. And so the beautiful thing about the reef tank, it was just something that he could focus his attention on, and now he has something that he can sit down when he wants to, relax and enjoy the tank. It has a time limit to it. It's something he can enjoy, it's something he can escape to, and it's something he can create. It's like a garden. So it's kind of like getting back to, you know, 50 years back.
Right.
You know, how are we going to get some of that, you know, in touch with ourselves, in touch with our environment that we can't get And he found this to be the ultimate escape for him to do.
Well, and I can just say that it's nice to see people looking at something real instead of a screen all of the time, because that's where a lot of the attention goes, and that can't be healthy. So on today's show, we're going to have some interesting guests. Our first guest that we've got coming in after the break is somebody that I think most people who listen to this radio station have heard of. It's Dr. A.J. Shaw. He's going to come in and talk with us about the health benefits of relaxation and mental relaxation and how it can actually help. He's one of the leading cardiologists in the Lansing area, and that'll be a fascinating conversation to understand, because inherently I think I understand it, but to hear him talk about his experience will be great.
Exactly. I've known A.J. Shaw for many, many years, Dr. Shaw, and the one thing that I've always found helpful about aquariums is their therapeutic value to people. And sometimes people don't realize that. They always find out about it later.
Right.
You know, after they've had their tank for 3 years, they're like, you know what? This has been the most extreme helpful experience that I could ever. I am so glad that I found this. So we're just going to send it out there. Now's the time to find it. If you're stressed, if you've had a hard time, let's get a fish tank.
Right. You know? Well, and on the other side of the half hour, we're going to have in a school that actually is using fish tanks for teaching purposes. And then we're going to have in a member of the Proust staff to talk about some of your commercial fish tank setups and what all goes into that. So first coming up after the break, though, is going to be Dr. Shaw right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.